Did you know that the average kid in the United States watches just over 5 hours of television daily? It's no wonder, then, that our society is struggling with increasing obesity rates among children, as well as concerns about our children's ability to concentrate and cope with the frustrations of day-to-day life. At the same time, increasing competitiveness found in many youth sports settings has linked sports to numerous negative social outcomes, including acts of violence and aggression. So maybe it's time to look at some alternatives. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Michelle Kelsey Mitchell, co-founder and executive director of a nonprofit organization called Yo Kids Stretch Your Limits. Today we'll discuss how non-competitive physical activities like yoga can support children's self-awareness and well-being in ways that benefit their physical, academic, social, and emotional development. So thank you for joining us today, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Yo Kid and what your organization does.
So Yo Kid is a nonprofit organization. We are a 501c3, and our mission is to increase self-awareness in kids and teens, and we do this through yoga. So we provide on-site yoga classes, public schools, private schools, community centers, recreation centers. We go to where the kids are, and we provide yoga classes for them, and we specifically target at-risk and underserved youth, but we target all kids and teens.
Great. And why do you believe that movement and stress reduction are so important for kids today, especially those that we might consider high risk?
You know, the whole program started out of my personal experience with yoga, as well as Ellie Burke, who is the co-founder of Yo Kid, and her experience with yoga. And we thought, why shouldn't kids be able to benefit? And you know, when we graduated from our yoga teacher training, we needed to practice teaching or else no studio would hire us. And we wound up working with kids, and the effects that we saw on the kids in just 3 weeks were pretty amazing. They went from, oh, yoga, what is yoga? You know, 7 years ago, why do we have to do this? You know, dragging themselves down the hallway. We don't want to do this. To, you know, immediately just stopping us in the hallway. Is it time for yoga? No, it's next week. You know, are we going to do yoga today? I did this. I want to show you this. I want to show you. So just the confidence building, the empowerment, the enthusiasm, we thought, you know, it would be so nice for all kids to have access to this practice, no matter what their background or income is. And that's pretty much how Yo Kid was born.
And we should be clear that you're not doing the same things you would necessarily do in an adult class. You've adapted the methodology for kids. So tell us a little bit about the adaptations that you make.
Exactly. So if you were to come and take one of our yoga classes for kids, you probably wouldn't like it very much as an adult. It can be loud. It can be lots of mooing like a cow, barking like a dog, playing games, different activities. And all of these things are designed to keep the kids engaged in our overall goal. And we really kind of wear the kids out so that way they can get a better, deeper relaxation at the end. Every class incorporates affirmations. So we have positive I statements, things like I am calm or I am peaceful, I learn easily, I am focused, things that kids can take with them off of the mat. And then they physically are moving their bodies in ways and that are traditional yoga postures to non-traditional movements. And then we also focus on breathing. So they learn these different breathing techniques. And then every class is designed to have a relaxation at the end. So kids who fall into like a deep meditative place, they have that environment. Kids who are just sort of superficial, just sort of laying there being quiet, they have that space. And then kids who are tired and exhausted and just need a few minutes to fall asleep, they take that time as well. And then when the group is appropriate, we also incorporate some partner work so they can learn about how to interact with other people and how their body and their thoughts and what they're doing affect those around them. So when we work with kids in that sort of environment in the kids' classes, the adults, they may not necessarily want to touch each other and do partner poses, and they may not want to hiss like a cat or a snake or bark and that sort of thing. So it can be a little bit intimidating for adults, but the kids really like it. They engage in the games, they have fun with it, they smile, they laugh, they fall down, they get up, and it provides a space for them just to be themselves. There's no right or wrong in yoga. So a kid who might struggle in an academic classroom, they can come to yoga and they can just be themselves. So a kid who's not necessarily great at sports, they can come to a yoga class and they can just be themselves. And it balances out. A kid who's super competitive on the sports field, they can come to a yoga class and the only person they're in competition with is themselves. Mm-hmm. And they learn how to have positive self-talk and what's okay. And it's all really just about creating a balance for the child and a space for them to be free. And our teachers are trained to model a lot of those behaviors.
And then tell us a little bit about the outcomes that the teachers and the parents see in the kids as a result of them gaining some of this focus. And
well, that's really exciting. And I think it speaks to the growth that we have seen as an organization. We've grown by word of mouth, essentially, because people like what they see happening to their kids. And they go on and they tell a friend, like, oh, hey, you should try yoga. Try it for yourself and try it for your kid, too, because it's really nice. What we have found is that the kids, they take this outside of the yoga classroom. So one of my favorite stories from a parent who actually wound up being one of our teachers as well, is she had a little boy who was 6 at the time or 7, and he just sat down in the middle of the basketball court with his legs crossed, and he relaxed his hands and closed his eyes and started to take some deep breaths, and there's a game going on all around him, and his mom is like, what are you doing? He's like, I needed to just calm myself down. And as a 6-year-old, it's great. And he's just learning about, you know, when is the appropriateness of doing this? Because we tell them you can do yoga anytime, anywhere, any place.
That wasn't exactly what you had in mind.
Not exactly.
It was what he needed.
But he got it. And 2 years later, I heard he did it again on the football field. You know, so he's really getting it. But that's just one of our cute, fun stories. But we find that across the board, kids are using the yoga at home. They're going home and they're doing their deep breaths. You know, they're finding their relaxing, calm space, and they are teaching it to siblings. They're teaching it to their parents. They're using it in the classroom. They're getting something out of this practice that they don't get just in a regular environment.
And this is really important as they reach adolescence, because we know that kids who don't know how to cope with frustration or don't understand themselves and have some of those stress reduction and coping mechanisms tend to turn to unhealthy ways of coping with them, like drugs and other risk-taking behaviors that as parents we want to avoid. So really helpful sort of helping kids learn those skills that'll last them a lifetime.
Yeah, and we are about 7 years old now. So a lot of our kids who were starting in elementary school, 5, 6 years old, these guys are now middle schoolers. And just the other day, I ran into the very first Yo Kid teacher. And we were so excited and we were talking. And she said, the coolest thing happened to me. There was a mother-daughter who came to my Friday night class, my gentle yoga class. And it was nice to come full circle, because the 13-year-old ran up to her and said, you were my very first yoga teacher, and I love this practice. I love what it does for me, and I now come and practice regularly with my mom, and they go and they take classes together. And it's nice that they can continue for a lifetime to take these skills, whether they're doing it in a classroom at a yoga studio or at home independently. They can access the coping skills that they're taught in yoga anytime.
Nice. And it's interesting that you talk about sort of the mother and the daughter doing that, because we know as parents we have to model what we preach to our kids. And in today's fast-paced society, it's probably important that as parents we also develop some of these stress reduction techniques and mindfulness as a way to model some of those strategies for our kids.
Yeah, it's really important to take the time just to sit with your kids or just a designated moment. And the kids who come to the yoga classes and are practicing this, that is one of my favorite things, that they take it home and they do it with their parents. If it starts as just, hey, mom, hey, dad, look what I can do with my body, and then mom and dad tries that, to talking more about what they're learning and what they're doing. And then the parents start to get interested. And that's one of the things that we've seen with the programs, is not just the parents, but then also the program coordinators, the teachers at the school. They all seem to be interested and excited, because sometimes they can't necessarily identify it with a word, or a phrase, but they see a shift, they see a difference, and they think, ah, this is good. And I want to try this for my own life as well. And it just has a really nice trickle-down effect.
So you're creating a bunch of little advocates out there.
Yes, yes.
So where can our listeners go to learn more about YoKid and the important work that you all are doing in the community?
You can go directly to our website, which is yokid.org, yokid.org. And you can search around for different resources on our website. You can also figure out how to access a program. And if you're interested in teaching, and we always need volunteers, if you're interested in teaching with us, we train you, and then you go out and you teach. And we are growing and would love to have more volunteers.
Wonderful. We have just a minute left. Is there one final message you wanted to leave with parents who are out there listening?
I think that if I could tell parents anything, it's that yoga is for anybody, anytime, any place, no matter what your background is. So if you come to yoga for the physical reasons, for the mental relief, however you get into it, it's really beneficial to start it at the earliest age possible. And you are learning these skills that can go with you for a lifetime. So it's a really great investment into your mental, emotional, and physical well-being.
And maybe even something you can do with your children.
Exactly.
Non-competitive physical activity like yoga can help children develop self-awareness of their body, mind, and spirit. Regular movement activity not only contributes to a healthier physical lifestyle, but also helps kids learn self-regulation, how to cope with stress and trauma, and how to develop concentration skills. Even better, consider engaging the whole family in some movement and mindfulness exercises this week. Remember that the family that plays together stays together, and if it helps our children focus and prepare for life's challenges at the same time, all the better. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Michelle Kelsey Mitchell of YoKid for joining me today to talk about the value of yoga and non-competitive physical activity for children and youth. Remember, every child and family matters. We all play a critical role in our communities, and we can all become involved in helping families thrive. For more information about supporting your child's development and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.